It's time for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report here on WIFM, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. To the phone we go. Hello, Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing great.
Oh, I know you got some great things in store for us. What's going on?
Walking outside and checking out the trails. Lots of information out there if anybody wants to check it out about how to stay healthy. And one of the main ways is to get out and exercise some. So get out, use the trails. We're building them for you in our community. Anybody wants to volunteer, help us build some trails, you can find us on our Facebook and our webpage. It's elkinvalleytrails.org or Elkin Valley Trails Facebook. A couple of shout-outs early on is to Eddie Settle and Eddie Harris and the Surrey and Wilkes County Commissioners. They've been real supportive of our trails going through both Surrey and Wilkes County, and just really positive activity and help on their part. We talked about it last week, but I just want to keep everybody updated that March the 24th, 5th, and 6th, the entire Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail is coming to Elkin. As far as the membership, somewhere around 300 people probably. We've got the Liberty. They've got the Liberty rented. And going to have a lot of activities. REI is coming with their bikes and riding on our new mountain bike course. That got a lot of people to thank for that. Adrian, Marion, and Charlie Klassen, who own the land, that part of it, and then part of it's on the town land, of course. And then Rob Libert, who's been in charge of building the bike course. So that's going to be the weekend of the 24th, 5th, and 6th. If you want to participate in the REI event, you've got to register for the conference. But that's, you can find that on the website as well. You could also go to the Friends of the Mountain to Sea website, but you can find it on ours as well. We're doing some surveying this spring. It's winter and spring. Robin Smith is doing that. Headed down towards Mitchell River, going east towards Carolina Heritage Vineyard, which already has their trail, our trail set up out there. So I want to give a big shout out to Carolina Heritage for the work they've done to help us put the trail through. They've been a big supporter since the early part of the trail. So if you really want some good tasting wine that is completely organic, even the fertilizer is organic. They don't use any sprays. And then when they've got grapes in bloom, you get a glass of wine and a handful of grapes. And good people, good wine, and it's all organic. So they've been helping us. What else? Downtown Bikes. They've been working with us recently as well. He's got mountain bikes, regular bikes, and BMX bikes. And he's got a map of the trail, the mountain bike course. You can also find that on the Elkin Parks and Recreation website. And if you want to know if the mountain bike course is open, we close it for a couple days after rain. We were out and walked it yesterday. It takes about, if you're going to walk it, you need to plan an hour and a half to walk the whole loop. Pretty cool. And even though we had several days of pretty good rain, after 2 days, the trail was actually quite dry and good. And it's a lot of fun. We got a bridge that's 110 feet long out there, 159 feet long, and one about 20 feet long. They're decks and bridges together. Fun to be out there. You got a great view of the mountains, and you got a great view of the city reservoir, which I bet most people haven't even seen. Then we've got a 140-foot bridge and a 178-foot bridge that are fun for kids and adults to walk over. That whole first half of the trail is on granite dust, so it's wheelchair accessible. If you have trouble walking, bad hips or knees, it's easy to walk on this because it's granite dust. It's not cement, not asphalt. It's just easy on your feet. To keep it that way, we really encourage people to volunteer to help us. A big shout-out again to PRISM. I'll probably say something about them every week, but we're meeting with them on March the 1st, and they're going to set up a spring cleanup day, and we hope maybe somebody out there listening will get in touch with us or PRISM and get on one of their work parties. And what we'll do is big shout out to Vulcan. They gave us 40 tons of granite dust this year, and Will Gwynn will pick that up, and then the park will distribute it out, and we'll spread that on the air, on the trail, smooth it out, and get any runnels and stuff fixed up. We're working towards starting another 1,100 feet or so of trail out beyond what people call the Tombstone. And there's a big rock in the middle of the trail out beyond the second bridge. it's worth going out there to see that. And probably the prettiest view on the trail is out beyond the second bridge at the first path to your left. It's easy to walk as well. But you're overlooking a lot of the Elkin Creek where it's just rippling and it's beautiful, really. How am I doing for time?
Got 30 seconds.
Okay. So I was out there yesterday with our dog. Several of us walked the trail just checking out the status of it, and there must have been 10 or 15 dogs out there, and not a single growly one. But anyway, you can bring your dogs on a leash, and we're still hoping for a dog park at some point in the future. And thanks to Jim Harrell, Jeff Edson, Lori and Dale Rice, and some others, we're working towards getting an outdoor toilet, which a lot of people have expressed an interest for, getting one of those. We're working with Adam McComb, and hopefully we'll have that before summertime. And if you have any questions, you can get us through the website.
All right.
How's that?
Oh, it's wonderful. Dr. Bill Blackley, folks, thanks to Dr. Bill each and every week. And, of course, a special thanks to our friends at Salem Oral Surgery. They sponsor our weekly edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Dr. Bill, we'll see you on a trail real soon.
Okay. Come on out, guys.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
See you. All right. Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at SOMFS.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.